You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM and streaming on the WHYY app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. Gun violence has been front and center in Philadelphia and came to a head in recent days after a mass shooting on South Street. And a group of Christian leaders and anti-gun violence advocates, they are heading to Philadelphia streets to interrupt the cycle of violence. Reverend G. Lamar Stewart, pastor of Taylor Memorial Baptist Church and founder of Taylor Made Opportunities, is here to discuss this effort. G. Lamar, nice to see you.
Thank you for having me, Cherry.
So you're part of this coalition hoping to interrupt the cycle of gun violence. What does that look like?
Certainly. So Taylor Made Opportunities, which is a nonprofit that I founded last year, we have launched an initiative called Corners to Connections. We have put together a coalition of Christian leaders and advocates to focus on engagement with individuals on street corners and corridors in areas that have been plagued by gun violence. And so our focus is Nicetown, Tioga, Northwest, and parts of North Philadelphia. For 30 days, every night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., we are engaging with individuals and we're bringing employment resources, trauma care resources, faith-based resources, our presence, our prayer, and opportunities, hoping that through those connections, we can interrupt the cycle of gun violence in those neighborhoods. This is a 30-day initiative that will end on the 30th of June with a job fair. We anticipate over 30 employers present, ready to hire, as well as other social service providers ready to give support to individuals who will show up.
And so what's the theory behind, you know, bringing jobs to the street corners? Well, how does this interrupt the cycle of violence?
When we talk about the root causes of violence, poverty is certainly one of those root causes. Education is certainly one of those root causes. Housing and housing security is certainly one of those root causes, or housing insecurity is one of those root causes. And so we believe that as we begin to address the root causes of violence, we certainly will interrupt the cycle. Just the other night while we were out on a corner, we met a young man who was said, I just came home from prison a couple of months ago. I'm looking for an opportunity. We began to talk to him about the job fair. He said he was going to show up. He took my number, took a few other numbers. And about 2 hours later, we were just about to leave. And I got a phone call from this young man saying, hey, listen, I was about to make a decision to do something, whatever I had to do in the streets to make the money I needed because I have two young kids. I don't have a job and they need to eat. He reached out to us because he just met us. And he said, I felt wrong for wanting to make that decision. And so I'm deciding to reach out to you all since you just gave me your number to see if you could help me just fill up my refrigerator so I don't have to make a decision that's going to put me back in prison. We was able to help that young man in that moment. He has a job interview next week. We're excited about connecting him to employment. And we're hoping that there'll be other encounters just like that throughout this 30 day. We believe that as people have hope, as people have opportunity, as people have the right connections, people feel good about themselves. And when you have a job, you're not in the streets.
I mean, is there an overall misconception you think that young people, specifically Black men who are out here involved in gun violence, want to do that?
Certainly, are there some who make that, you know, who want to be there? And sure, but the stories that we've heard as Christian leaders, as advocates over these last several days while being out on the streets. Look, I don't want to be out here. I feel like I have no other choice. I feel like because of my record, I feel like because of my past, someone won't give me the opportunity. And sometimes people just need help navigating systems and navigating what they feel like are barriers. And I believe what's really important and what's really different about this initiative is it's led by the church. And churches historically have been on the front lines, helping to connect people back to hope, back to opportunities. What we've heard out there is I've never seen this many people from the Christian community, not just evangelizing or talking about Jesus, because that's not what we're going out there doing. We're going out there living out our faith.
Yeah, as we wrap up, there's a special effort on Father's Day. Could you talk about that? And I want to specifically highlight the fact that this march that's happening at Father's Day, it's not during the day. This is at nighttime.
Absolutely. This is a Father's Day peace march. So on Father's Day, we're calling 100 fathers to meet us at 3819 Germantown Avenue, right out front of the Taylor Moore Baptist Church. We're going to march north on Germantown Avenue and essentially end at 230 West Culture, which is my home church, Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church. While we're calling for 100 fathers, We want our sisters to come out too. And we want to come out as a community of all faiths, of all backgrounds, to say, look, we want to see peace in our streets. Those 100 fathers, we're committed to making sure that as we pass by corners, if there are young men out there, we're going to spread love and give them words of affirmation, move in with the spirit of compassion, and just a level of encouragement to bring some level of light and hope and peace and positivity to the community as we're passing through. And I think just the image of 100 fathers minimum walking through the community at night, letting our community know that it's going to be all right and that men are present and that we're here, I think it's going to be an amazing experience.
Thank you so much to you, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
That was G. Lamar Stewart. The Father's Day March begins this Sunday at 8:30 p.m. and it's at Taylor Memorial Baptist Church on Germantown Avenue. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.